This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
It's always kind of amazing to hear how individuals are arrested, what sort of trails they leave in the wake of their destruction, and quite honestly, how dumb they are. I mean, if you're going to attempt to do something as horrible as murdering someone, you'd think there'd be a little more thought put into, I don't know, covering your tracks a little bit? Just a little bit? Like your phone, your bank, car records that all connect you to a murder, and you willingly putting information out there in those places that easily connects you should anyone look. But maybe that's part of it. Maybe that's part of the whole thinking is, well, if you are capable of doing this, you're probably not the brightest, although there's obviously been some very intelligent murderers. But I'd say probably by and whole statistically, probably not it's probably not the majority. We end up hearing about some of the smarter ones because it's more interesting, I think, to a lot of us to go, oh my gosh, like, wow, they really, really planned this. But then you also have the utterly dumb, stupid, crazy ones. And I feel like the murder of Jared Bridegain, who was the Microsoft executive, the hitman, the husband of his ex-wife, who's also been arrested, not the brightest bulbs when it comes to any of this. Here's the latest on that story.
In a chilling turn of events, the hitman responsible for the cold-blooded murder of a father of four was undone by his own phone, bank, and vehicle records. The shocking crime took place in broad daylight in front of the victim's toddler, leaving the community reeling. Detectives initially zeroed in on 62-year-old Henry Tinon after tracking him down using the make and model of his car. They then connected him to a second defendant, Mario Fernandez Saldana, through cell phone and bank records, including three incriminating handwritten checks from Saldana to Tinon. Both men now stand accused of the brutal murder of Jared Bridegain in February 2022. While Tinon has pleaded guilty to second-degree murder and agreed to testify against Saldana, the latter maintains his innocence, pleading not guilty to first-degree murder. What adds a sinister twist to the story is that Saldana is married to Bridegain's ex-wife, Shannon Gardner Fernandez. Though she has not been charged in the case, the couple's highly acrimonious divorce has been mentioned by both the arrest warrants and the prosecution. The relentless pursuit of justice led detectives to conduct numerous witness interviews, issue over 77 subpoenas, and serve more than 30 search warrants. Through their tireless investigation, they discovered a single link between the victim and Tinon, Mario Fernandez Saldana. This connection raises suspicions about the involvement of Bridegain's ex-wife in the chilling murder plot. As the case unfolds, the community awaits answers, and the question remains, could Shanna Gardner Fernandez have played a role in this horrific crime? The truth will be revealed as the trial progresses, but for now, the dark cloud of speculation looms large.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
You know, innocent until proven guilty, of course, but I'm sorry, if it's your new husband that's been arrested for killing your ex-husband, you might have something to do with it. You just might. I don't know. She's not been arrested yet. I don't know, unless this was all like going to be a surprise Mother's Day gift. By the way, guess who killed your ex-husband? Me! All right, let's go out to the Olive Garden and celebrate. I don't think that that's quite how it went, but I'd have to imagine there'd be some knowledge. I think we'll find that out shortly. What's horrible is for those kids who obviously lost a loving dad, but if mom's involved, the new husband is involved, likely they're going to be losing their mom too, and that's really sad. I'm Tony Bruschi. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any of our breaking updates and discussions on the cases that we're following for you right here. Stay with us.